Coast Radio News for Tuesday, January 26, 2021. I'm George Henry. At last night's city council meeting, after the swearing-in of their fifth councilor, Margaret Wisniewski, the city deliberated on a resolution extending the state of emergency for the city of Florence. The councilors deliberated on some of the wording within the resolution, including a statement which would extend the city manager's ability to order certain restrictions above and beyond state and county mandated ones. The councilors approved the resolution unanimously. The council also unanimously approved the receipt of a $31,000 grant to support the purchase of individual pallet shelters for the Florence Emergency Cold Weather Shelter and the extension of the City of Florence Utility Relief Program, which provides relief funds for city-managed utilities. The city also set committee assignments at last night's meeting. It was a relatively low reporting day for COVID-19 cases across Lane County. The county totaled 37 new cases for a cumulative total of 8,822. Lane County Public Health also reported there were 21 individuals currently in Lane County hospitals. There were no new cases reported for the Florence area yesterday, and that total currently stands at 143. In comparison, state totals were also down, with 435 new cases reported by the Oregon Health Authority. Two additional deaths were reported, bringing that total to 1,882. Yesterday signified the first day that educators for public and private K-12 schools were eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. That also includes early childhood educators, staff, child care providers, and staff. According to OHA, not all vaccination sites will be providing shots for educators, so they suggest that you check first before going to a location. An online dinner event to support the Oregon Coast Humane Society has been canceled. The Dinner at Your Place event was postponed indefinitely after OCHS President Shauna Robbers reported some technical staffing and logistical complications with the event. The OCHS microchipping event scheduled for Saturday is still happening. People can bring their pets by the OCHS shelter from 2 to 4 p.m. Saturday. The event will be a drive-through event, and a contribution of $20 is suggested, but Robert says no one will be turned away. She says if your pet already has a microchip, then you can use this time to update your information. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, January 26, 2021.